Gentlemen, that concludes our public hearings for the evening. Referring back to our first public hearing, conditional use 1680, Samir Gabbar. Mr. Johnson, what's your pleasure, sir, this evening?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I think what we saw before us tonight was something that I really don't want to get into, having to redesign someone's proposal to come into compliance with engineering and parking, et cetera. And I think that's basically what would have to happen. So while I may agree that the area is suitable for a conditional use for an office building, I don't think what we had presented to us tonight was appropriate. And I don't know whether it's best to just turn it down or do I play, land engineer. I'd like to hear comments from my fellow commissioners on that before I make a motion that doesn't get seconded.
Well, with all due respect to the applicant and the applicant's attorney, the applicant's site designer left a little something to be desired. And I have the same concern you do, and normally, now we all know that site plans change because the proposed plans, but generally they have some sense of conformance to the law, and this one is, in my view, and I'm not an engineer, but in my view it isn't even close. But
parking is pretty basic.
That's just me. Parking is something that and it's 25 pounds of potatoes in a 5-pound bag.
Well, you missed the parking. Is the parking stipulation that Mr. Johnson said, is that a true statement?
Correct.
Yeah, I mean,
it's so he missed it by 100.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what the number is.
More like 130.
125.
Well, 127. You calculate that more specific, because that would give some big square footage.
Right, yeah. That's true.
Break it down.
It wasn't close.
Okay.
No, it wasn't close.
I think Mr. Gordy asked the question of the night on that was about a need. And I see that area is transitioning, and I see that there's possible needs there. I don't know if the applicant and his attorney expressed to me what those needs were and whether I'm supposed to leave it up to my own imagination to guess. Is it going to be H&R Block? Is it going to be, XYZ surveying or not? But I think Mr. Gordy had the question about, because the site plan was nebulous at best.
When was that applied for, Mr. Lane? What date? Do you know what date that was?
When?
Application was?
Like I said, they're all about 15 months ago.
So they had plenty of time to.
It was, well, actually, yeah, it was December 28th of 2005.
December 28th, that's when they applied. 2005. Yes, I think they had plenty of time to submit something else.
Yeah. Well, the one thing, if the commission makes a recommendation in the negative, they still have an opportunity to go before council and
with a brand
realize
new
they got a new,
sure,
come up with a new draw, I'm going to go to council.
Something
that meets the requirements.
Our job is to make a recommendation based on what was presented to us.
Okay.
Now, they want to tell a different story when they get to county council. They can, and they frequently do. Okay. So that's fine. I don't care for it the way it is.
Well, Mr. Chairman, concerning conditional use number 1680, my motion is that we recommend denial of this conditional use based on information that was presented at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One is the conceptual project that was presented to us was proposing 32,650 square feet of office space when the Sussex County Engineering Department says that there's only available for this project 3,000 square feet of office space. And second, that the conceptual plan that we saw proposed 36 or contained 36 parking spaces, when, and once again, based on the square footage presented, they would have to have, I believe the number came out to 163 parking spaces.
I won't reference the number.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's adjustable.
Yeah.
Well, within our suggested guidelines. So,
yeah.
Too many buildings, too much buildings for too small space. That's my motion.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend denial of conditional use 1680 Samir Gabbar for the reasons stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next